play this game of golf. No need to tell you a lie, but I have an awful handicap, and here's the reason why. That's my little wife. Well, it's good exercise.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And guess what we're going to be talking about this half hour? You're so smart, y'all. Golf.
I love you, Meg.
Oh, Marty Stanovich is here in the studio with me this morning to talk about First Tee, which, yes, is all about golf. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, not all about golf, but golf is the matrix that it's built upon.
Yes, yeah, it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's great intro music.
I Googled golf songs when that one came up. I said, that is the best song ever.
That's hilarious.
So anyway, let's get down to some serious business. I've heard of First Tee, and of course, I've known Marty for years, but I bet there's some folks out there that may not know what your organization is all about. Is this like a bunch of guys just golfing? And well, what's the deal? And I know it's not that. And what's your title officially?
I am president and CEO of First Tee Gulf Coast.
Okay, there you go.
We are an 8-county nonprofit. We're headquartered here in Pensacola, out in Warrington.
8 counties? I didn't realize that.
8 counties,
that.
Yeah. Yes. 3 in South Alabama and 5 coastal counties, wow, all the way over to Bay.
Okay.
Yeah, so my furthest apart programming sites are Azalea City, which is the city municipal in Mobile, Alabama, all the way to Lynn Haven, Florida. So that's,
I know where that is.
Yep,
yeah.
There you go.
North of Panama City.
Yep. Northeast of Panama City. And Nature Walk Golf Club over there, and all parts in between, 18 different programming sites.
Wow.
About 60 coaches total between paid and volunteers.
I didn't know that. Yes. That's amazing.
And last year, we served 847 unique kids that area.
That's incredible.
Not including school programs and playing programs and outreach programs.
Okay, I have to confess, I had no idea.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
Sure. So, well, that's because you don't see it. You know, that's the problem. You know, and like, you know, tomorrow I'll be with Dr. Sherry White out at the Capstone Golf Tournament. And, you know, if you go to one of her, I think they have like 19 different service centers for
CP Capstone
community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you actually see the clients, you know, and that's the thing. You see the physical facility. The thing is, you know where Lynn Haven is. You've probably never been to Nature Walk Golf Club.
No, not.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's so. It. You know where Mobile is. Mm-hmm. You might be able to find Azalea City.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So that's you know, we partner with golf courses. And, of course, we have our own home facility out in Warrington at the site of the old Goofy Golf, which we've converted. We bought it 10 years ago this year.
Wow.
In fact, 10 years ago next month.
Wow.
Yep. And took about a year to renovate and then to fully get it open to do what we wanted to do. And turn it into what we call our golf and life skills facility. And it's our home facility. So most golf courses, we program 1 to 2 days a week. Because the reality is, they're there to serve other clients. Now, are we an important part of what they do? Yeah, we have to grow the game. And yes, golf is part of it. But what we do, fundamentally, we teach golf skills and life skills.
This is the little piece that is so important that I was reading about. I thought, wow, this is amazing.
And we do it for young people ages 5 to 18, and we do it regardless of ability to pay. Mm-hmm. So unlike a travel soccer program, which is $3,000 for 3 months.
Whew, yeah.
Right. You know, hey, listen, I hear the horror stories from parents. Everybody's like, my golf is an expensive sport. Listen, buttercups, I am living proof that you don't have to be wealthy to learn the game of golf and have it be an important part of your life. And what I mean by that is a lot of people, I say, you know, I came home the son of a golf professional to my home on the 9th hole of the golf course my father owned. And everybody's like, ew.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I came home from a military hospital to a single wide 1-bedroom trailer that was on a lighted par 3 9-hole golf course That was a three-person operation. My mother, my father, and a man named James Potter. James Potter, that was his nephew. Miles Potter was my dad's superintendent.
Wow.
And the three of them ran an entire nine-hole golf course with a driving range. But it was a hub in the 1960s and 1970s of golf here in Pensacola, Florida. And it was where a lot of young people who have names like Jerry Pate, and Joe Durant and Adrian Stills.
Right.
Now, so the generation before Bubba Watson and Boo Weekly and Heath Slocum, so the guys that I grew up with and looking up to, they all kind of grew up, and that was part of their life coming up because my dad would have the kids out. They could play for free. They could, if they come to clinics during the summer, they could actually earn a golf club. So if you came six straight weeks, you'd have six golf clubs in your bag.
No kidding.
Yeah, he would collect old golf clubs, cut them down, and you know, before there really was a market, so to speak, for kids clubs. I mean, now you can fit your 6 year old with custom fitted pings if you want, but it totally different era.
That's
than
old
it
Tiger
was
Wood kind of thing,
literally.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I mean, you know, it's an entirely different world now in what technology has done to and for the game, which is great because the game is growing.
Right,
the game is growing. It is getting more and more accessible. You know, you don't, you know what? There's the golf is one of those few things that you don't have to be really good at to still have a great time to do,
so true.
You know, and so what we want to do is we want to create good citizens first. We give them a game that they can play also for the rest of their lives. So what people ask me, my elevator speech is kids 5 to 18, regardless of ability to pay, boys and girls, all backgrounds, with two outcomes, good citizen first. I was, you know, and I've had conversations in the last week. And look, I've got a couple of them that came out of our programs. We've got one that's about to graduate with an MBA.
Wow.
One that's about to come out of PA school. One that's about to go into PA school.
Wow.
But, you know, we've also got another one, a young man who his mom just emailed me and asked me to write him a note. He's about to graduate from Air Force Basic Training and get his first assignment.
I think you're doing well with the good citizen part.
You know, and that's it. There's another one who I've stayed in touch with who was an Eagle Scout and a fabulous young man. Didn't want to go to college. I said, okay, let's find a trade. He's a welder over in Mobile. He makes $60-something dollars an hour. He is overjoyed, and AI ain't taking that job. I know that.
But that's for sure.
They may get our jobs, girl, but they're not. Anyhow. But,
well, yeah, I was on your website, and I was really impressed because you're talking about the five principles that you teach there.
Yes, yes.
And so it's not just the game. The game in and of itself is a lesson.
Sure.
But what you're teaching the principles, these kids, and giving them that sense of team and working together and a good sportsmanship, all of those qualities.
Yes. Well, you know, and like five key commitments is what you're talking about, and built on nine core values: honesty, integrity, respect, courtesy, responsibility, judgment. Yeah, I mean, sportsmanship, the things that young people badly need.
Absolutely.
Badly need.
Plus, you're getting them out of their phones and putting a golf club in their hands.
100%. Get them out amongst nature and get them, you know, moving and doing something. So, hey, they may have strong thumbs because of some game controller, but the goal is ultimately, yes, to get them away from their phones, get them disconnected for an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, and get them something that they can do. Look, I came home to that one bedroom trailer. I have played golf with three governors and a president. Think about that.
Yeah,
no other sport would do that. I, you know, like I said, hey, I'm not gonna bash any other sport. I was a three-sport athlete in high school and very blessed. But there's one game that 54 years after I first hit a golf ball, I'm still hitting a golf ball. And I'm going to go play with three horrible golfers tomorrow in Capstone's golf tournament. And we're going to have a blast.
Right.
And we don't care about winning.
Right.
It's that fellowship of being out there for 4.5 hours and laughing and telling stories. And you know what? Let's make some memories and build friends for life.
I love it. Talking to Marty Stanovich, he is the president and CEO of First Tee. When we come back, we're going to talk about some upcoming events as well as how you can get involved with First Tee. Or maybe you know some child that would be a perfect candidate.
Please.
We'll give you all the details in just a couple minutes here on Pep Talk. And if you have a question, just text it in at 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. My guest this morning is Marty Stanovich, president and CEO of First Tee. And we've been talking about the program, and I can't believe how big it is. I had no idea. So I'm learning a lot this morning, but I did want to find out more about volunteers. And if someone's listening and they love golf and they want to help out or volunteer, how does that process work?
Well, it's a very comprehensive process because we work with youth. And, you know, coming out of the USA Gymnastics, you know, scandal of about a decade ago and some horrible things that occurred there, Congress got involved, and rightly so. And we go through a very comprehensive process. There's actually a 7-step process to becoming a volunteer before you actually ever coach or assist with the program. And all of my staff, everybody who works in our program, every coach, every volunteer, even the young people that work at the Goofy Golf that we own out in Warrington, as soon as they turn 18, they have to undergo a background check. There's an application. There's a background check. Once that comes back green-lighted, then they have to undergo child safety training. Then after child safety training, there's 2 levels of coach training.
Wow.
And then you get to work under a level 2 or level 3 trained coach as an assistant.
Okay.
We do have volunteers. Some of our coaches are paid. Some are volunteers. Most of our programming, we're, you know, in 3rd or 4th week right now of spring programs. We're mostly after school, but we do some Saturday programs, some Saturday mornings, some Sunday afternoons.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we can't really start until the time changes
Got
these
it.
Days because
unless you play night golf.
Yeah, exactly. Glow in the dark golf balls are fun, but they're expensive.
That's
so
right,
we
that's right.
Yeah. So as soon as the time changes, usually when our program starts. So, you know, we've got a couple people they're just adding, but we're in right now week 3 or 4 of 9, 10, and 11 week sessions.
Wow.
So we start right after the time change and go to the end of the school year, and then summer sessions will start and then fall sessions after that.
Okay. So now you've got all these kids from ages 5 to 18. If I have a child that I think would love golf, would love benefiting from this program, is there a membership, or how do I get them involved, or how do things work?
Well, the membership is $10 and it covers a full year.
That's
so
it? For
that's
the whole
it.
Year?
For the whole
not
year,
a month?
$10. It's
wow.
not $10 a month. No, I'll never forget. I had a good friend, a buddy of mine, Steve, brought his daughter out for her very first session. She was going to the Scenic Hills location, and this is 10 years ago. And she was at the 5- and 6-year-olds go through a program called Target, and it's kind of like fun with golf squirrel, you know. So, but we teach them, you know, we teach them stance, swing, and grip, and we teach them very basic life skills just to get them introduced. Once again, kick the tires, see if you like it.
Yeah.
Well, he paid $50 and he goes, okay, is it $50 next week? And I'm like, no, it's $50 for all 6 weeks. And he looked at me. He goes, it's less than $10 a session. And I'm like, yes, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is to get kids out here. We are a true 501c3 nonprofit. We lose money on First Tee programming. That's why we have events like our gala. But the whole idea is to get these kids out here. And, you know, we were talking on the break. The programs are structured. I like to tell people it's a lot like going to college. We have a long spring session, basically goes all of March, April, May. We have a long fall session that starts right after school goes back, usually, you know, mid to late August to early September at the latest, and ends right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then we have an accelerated summer. So if you come to summer programs, we have camps and clinics, and we have things that are a lot more accelerated in the summer. And then only really for returning students, we do a winter session, but I never recommend that a junior golfer start in the winter because it's cold, it's windy, it's rainy. And it's really for only the kids that are already hooked on the game.
That are dedicated. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. As fun as that scene was in Caddyshack where Bill Murray goes out
My
caddying for the bishop, you know. And,
awesome.
Yeah, no kid wants to start their golf career
true.
There.
Well, now you mentioned the gala, so tell us, because we do have to raise money for this, and folks may want to donate or find out more information. So first of all, just your website. Where's your website?
FirstTeeGulfCoast.org.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
it's
then
all spelled out, FirstTee, GulfCoast.org.
Okay.
And
the gala's coming up. Gala.
It's a week from Friday. Yeah. Well, we call it the golf ball. And it's
cute.
It's a whole conception. When I conceived it over a decade ago. So I wanted to do a spoof on a Mardi Gras ball. Because, you know, obviously my wife and I are very involved in Mardi Gras. I'm the town crier for Pensacola Mardi Gras. She is now Mrs. Town Crier. And
shocker.
And we have a lot of fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has to put on a formal and a tux. What you do for this event is you put on your snazziest golf attire.
Oh, my gosh.
Ladies, you know, and the whole vision is to have a gala that's like you're going to a professional golf tournament.
Uh-huh.
And if you ever go to a – have you ever been to a professional golf tournament? Okay,
yeah.
So what do you do?
I caddied.
Well, there you go.
Years
okay.
ago. You ready for this one? This
Hit
is
me.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Oh, you had no fun whatsoever. God rest his soul. One of my father's great friends still did the most amazing trick shot in the history of golf.
Oh.
Chichi would tee two balls up side by side, and if I hadn't seen this in person, I wouldn't believe it. And he missed the first time, but he did it the second time. He would tee a ball up left, ball up right, and he would hit a low, slow cut and a hard draw, and he would make them collide in midair. In my life, if I hadn't seen it with my
goodness.
Own eyes, I wouldn't believe it could be done. Chichi was incredible,
wow.
And what a great ambassador. And I have so many great pictures from my youth of these
funny.
People that were friends of my father's.
That's so
and,
funny.
And, yeah,
okay.
And Chichi,
we had no idea. That
Chichi,
was, yeah.
Chichi, you know, my little buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Okay, so what are the dates of the gala?
Well, the gala is always on the Friday of the Masters because you may have noticed the weather's pretty amazing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a reason for that. That's why in Augusta it's also going to be pretty amazing next week.
That's
hopefully,
right.
You know, hopefully.
Okay.
And, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to come back and tell you more about the gala that's coming up next week, how you can get involved, how you can be a volunteer, how you can donate, how you can support this amazing organization. Super excited to hear about this morning, Marty.
Thank
and
you.
If you've got a question or a text, you can just text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Our expert this morning is Marty Stanovich with First Tee. Got a big gala coming up in a week, and I understand the attire is sort of interesting. Is this Caddyshack on steroids, or is this upscale, you know?
So we call it Caddyshack
golf.
Meets the Masters. And listen, the stuff,
there's a big difference between the two.
Oh, yes. Listen, we've seen a ton of the outfits through the years. Carl Spackler was Bill Murray's character. We usually have about three Carl Spacklers. We have a lot of Judge Smales.
I was going to say, the judge is my favorite. I love that actor so much. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a whole different kind of outfit.
Oh, listen, one of our, matter of fact, Pete Lauder, who was chairman of our board for a couple years, he has come as Judge Smales from the marina and Judge Smales in the full suit. So,
oh, I love it.
Oh, look. Wait, that's, yes. So,
okay, well, tell us about the details so we can get it on our calendar
sure.
and get some tickets.
Well, yes. So you literally can wear what you're wearing right now. It is not, you do not overdress. We have wild. Wild and crazy people will wear knickers and plus fours and Argyle and look, it's an homage to golf. You can make it as swanky as you want, you can make it as silly as you want, but it's we didn't want people to have to put on tuxedos, cocktail dresses, formals, nothing of the sort. So you talk about the golf tournament, you go around, you dress casually, you walk in, you eat, you get drinks. There's merchandise.
Where's it going to be?
It is at Scenic Hills Country Club at the clubhouse at Scenic Hills, 6 to 10 p.m.
Okay.
On Friday, April 10. So Masters Friday, which is a week from Friday. We'll have the Masters all over the television screens. We'll have some big screens around there. In the centerpiece, we have the Bay Bridge Band. They're playing for their ninth consecutive year.
Wow.
So we got 10 great pieces in the band. And, you know, we've got a street party with Hotspot Barbecue and Jay's Bakery with cookies and ice cream and caricature artist and, you know, margaritas to go and the bridal bar.
Like a blast.
And oh, it is. It's a great party. But the centerpiece is everybody who attends with your lanyard. You know, remember how you get a hang tag when you go in?
Yes.
You get a lanyard, and on your lanyard, there's a whole tour card. You got to go do all these things, and then you're eligible to win prizes if you do all the things.
Oh, clever.
A $5,000 putting contest.
Ooh, I'm a good putter.
Well, there you go. So you get included.
Oh.
You can buy extra entries if you don't, but it's a 10 footer, a 30 footer, then a 50 footer. If you make the 10 and the 30, then you qualify for the finals. And then we have a putt off to determine one person will get one putt for $5,000 at the end of the night at about 9:45. And last year, go to our website, firsttgolfcoast.org. Actually, check us out on Facebook, First Tee Gulf Coast. And you could see the winning putt from last year. We wrote a big check for $5,000 that night. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was, and listen, and it's a blast because by that time of the night, it's just like the finish. The last group is coming up at the golf tournament.
Right.
Everybody's piled around the 18th green waiting to see what's going to happen.
Love this. How
fun. And the place went nuts.
And
listen, tickets are also very reasonable. They start at $95 for individual tickets. If you get a group of five or more, yes, we allow fivesomes, you can actually get them for as low as $80 a piece.
Fantastic.
Food, beverages, apparel, it's all in.
This sounds great. The gala sounds amazing. The program sounds amazing. Where can we go to find out how to get tickets and how to get our kids involved?
FirstTGulfCoast.org.
FirstTGulfCoast.org.
Yes.
I love it. Marty, I know you're busy. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks, Meg. Honored to be here. Great to see you, girl.
All righty. Hats off to First Tee.